Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday, everyone. Glad to have you back. We finished another week. Hooray. And can you believe it's the end of August of 2022? How far we have come. Well, today I am going to talk about a new method that I've created in my head. When I actually go for walks, these ideas of what I'm going to talk about kind of just pop in and I jot it down. And sometimes I even sprinkle it as fairy dust into my yoga classes. And I really liked the way it sounded, so I wanted to share it with my audience who does not come to my yoga classes. You know who you are. It's called the CPR method. And I thought it was kind of ironic because I am in healthcare specializing in cardiac medicine. And when I say CPR, in this case, with health and wellness coaching and yoga coaching, I'm not talking about cardiopulmonary resuscitation. I'm actually talking about consistency, persistence, and repetition. Showing up for yourself and being consistent, persistent, and repetitive will help you create and be the change that you want to be. It will help you work towards your values, create the goals, and be the goals that you want to be. So I was starting to think about myself, what can I do to feel better? What can I do to match the values of where I want to be, reach my goals? So I have values to reach my goals. What can I do? Well, we always say practice makes better. Some people say perfect. I'm going to say practice makes better. And I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute, we need to be consistent, we need to be persistent, and we need to continue it, repetitious. These things are going to make us better. Each time we show up for ourselves, we're going to get better in whatever that activity is. And I'm not talking about just yoga, exercise. For example, if you play the piano, if you keep showing up, sitting on your piano bench and play what you need to play, you will get better when you play that song each time you show up to the bench and to the piano. The same thing with me with my yoga practice. Each time I show up on my mat, I notice I get a little bit better in some of my poses or some of my flows. So the same thing for you guys in any kind of thing that you are trying to do. Before you give up, give yourself a chance. Just keep saying, each time I come and show up to myself, I'm getting a little bit better. And sometimes we don't see that. Sometimes we don't see those tiny changes. So here, I invite you to use my CPR method, not the cardiopulmonary resuscitation necessarily, but the consistency, persistence, and repetition. Both CPRs help with you with your life, force energy. When we're pumping the person's chest to get their heart to pump the blood, we're bringing them back their life. We're sending the oxygen to the brain and throughout the body, putting the life force energy back into them. And the same thing when we consistently show up and are persistent about doing it and continuously be repetitive, we're going to put that life force energy into our mind and into our body. Whatever it is that we're trying to do, whether it be a diet, an exercise goal, a reading goal, an instrumental goal, a relationship goal, whatever it is, don't give up. Keep going. It's the tiny changes that are going to create that huge, big change at the end. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend and go get them. Practice that CPR method. Take care and bye-bye for now. Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.